Welcome to a special Under the Microscope. The True False Film Festival takes place this week, and KBIA has been talking with some of the filmmakers involved with this year's festival selections in a series, True False Conversations. I'm Christopher Husted. Killing Time may be the best way to describe how the family of Elroy Chester spends their day waiting at a hospitality house, as Chester is executed just a few blocks away. The film Killing Time documents the day Chester, a convicted rapist and murderer, is executed in Texas, following the family and action outside the jail. We also learn the details of the crime that put Chester away through an interview with one of Chester's victims. Director Jaap van Hoevek, who is from the Netherlands, says it was very difficult to find a family that would trust him enough to make the film. KBIA's Ryan Vermeulener spoke with van Hoevek via Skype about the film.
What do you hope the audience takes away from the film?
Well, I'm not a preacher. It's not that the film doesn't have a message or anything. The only thing that really strikes me is the ugliness of the whole procedure. And when you look at the yellow tape that they use to block off the streets, and they reuse it again. They need it next week, so they just dump it alongside the road, and next week they unroll it again, and then it breaks, and they put a knot in it, and this ugliness, that I hope that people see this.
One thing, an interesting decision was that you decided to show Elroy Chester's body after the execution.
Yeah.
What went to that decision?
I wanted to see everything. And they said, sure, you can come with us. And I felt a bit embarrassed to be there. And I found it beautiful what we saw, but I thought, well, it's too much for a film. But in the editing, I decided, well, this is what actually happens. This is the result of all the effort. This is the result: a dead man on a gurney. And so I decided to show it, and we've tried to do it as discreet as possible. And again, there's no judgment from my side, not at all. But this is what's happening. So I decided this should be in the film, and I realize it's very shocking, but people do react on it in a very positive way. They are shocked, of course, but of course it is shocking. Killing a man is shocking. Whether you're for or against death penalty doesn't matter, but killing a man is shocking.
The moment you see the body at the first time, there is the moment of shock, but I think you kept us there for a while too.
That was very difficult. The length of that shot, we have tried to do it, make it shorter, make it longer, and it needs a certain length. If it's too long, it becomes like exploiting. If it's too short, it's even more exploiting.
You mentioned that this had shown at a festival outside the U.S. What do the audiences there receive it like?
I've only shown it here in Amsterdam, in the Netherlands. It premiered in December. The response was very, very positive, and they see it as an anti-death penalty film, which is okay, I don't mind. But it's not made as an anti-death penalty film, not at all. You know, and I have my opinion on the death penalty, of course. But who am I to make a film and say, look, U.S., this is wrong what you're doing? That's why I made a film as objective and as boring as I could, without music, without nothing, just a bare film.
That was KBIA's Ryan Vermeulener speaking with Jaap van Hoevek, the director of Killing Time. I'm Christopher Husted. Check out the full conversations, photos, and videos from KBIA's True False Conversations series at kbia.org.